aid to Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In addition to all the military assistance like missile systems, the U.S. is sending $1.7 billion to help Ukraine pay health care workers after Russian attacks left some hospitals either bombed or closed. Next week, Russian leader Vladimir Putin will go to Iran for talks amid concern that Iran is going to provide drones to help Russia's war in Ukraine, some of them armed.
Our information further indicates that Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use these UAVs, with initial training sessions slated to begin as soon as early July.
That's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The U.S. has gone on the attack in Syria, targeting two terrorists with an unmanned drone strike today. Central Command in a statement says one of the five ISIS leaders in Syria was killed, one of his associates wounded. Tonight, President Biden will take a flight to Israel for a Middle East trip that will also take him to Saudi Arabia.
Reports over the weekend indicate Russia will likely halt all gas supplies to Europe amid the ongoing war in Ukraine. With rising global fuel prices, Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia will be a chance to address the kingdom's oil exports. While in Saudi Arabia, Biden will meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, a man he called a pariah during his campaign.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Jerusalem, in an hour. The president will meet with Mexico's president. We just got a COVID update. The head of the CDC says a new Omicron variant may make up two-thirds of cases. It's more contagious and able to evade our vaccines and immune systems. In 3 hours, there'll be another Capitol riot hearing in the Democrat-led investigation.
The hearing today and likely next week may be the last ones expected, but new evidence and more people interested in talking could alter that course. Today's hearing is set to explore ties that existed between far-right extremist groups and former President Trump leading up to the January 6th riot.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the former president, in an online post this morning says the investigation is relying on fake and made-up stories. America's listening to Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Fox. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed this morning. The Dow is up 13 points, but the NASDAQ is on the way down. It's losing about 7 to the S&P 500, down 12 points. The price of oil plunging $7 to about 97 bucks a barrel, while gas is down two more pennies. It's fallen 36 cents from the record high 4 weeks ago. AAA's national average just under 466 per gallon. With more people traveling this year, London's Heathrow Airport is telling airlines to stop selling tickets, capping daily passenger numbers for the summer.
Surging cost of flight cancellations slamming travelers. A new survey shows 79% of people who have already gone on a trip dealt with at least one issue. That's from Bankrate, which surveyed more than 3,300 adults in mid-June. Besides price increases, top inconveniences include long waits, 29%, poor customer service, 27%, and hard-to-find availability, 26%. 14% say they threw away money due to canceled or disrupted plans. Travel problems hit age groups differently. Gen Zers are number one at 88%. Then it's millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers left dealing with at least one travel snag. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Justice Department is going golfing, opening a probe into the PGA Tour and how it's handled the controversial new LIV Golf League.
Officials with the department's antitrust division have contacted several players' agents. The PGA Tour has suspended golfers for competing in LIV events. Tour policy requires members receive a conflicting event release to play overseas tournaments when a tour event is also held. The tour denied releases for the first LIV event outside London, England. Tour officials see the Saudi-funded series as a threat. Officials added the tour underwent a similar 1994 probe with the Federal Trade Commission. They said they expect a similar outcome.
That's Bob Mortali. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.